think it's a disappointment, really, to millions of Americans who saw
Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid burn in hell.
Jennifer, I heard that it's not, you're not doing too well.
My head hurts.
I imagine these members thought that maybe this flag was some kind of political, religious statement.
You know how many people like guns and dip?
Burn in hell.
Famous Phil Hendry Show every night until 1 o'clock here at the El Pacifico on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news, talk, and entertainment show where truth is our bitch, and Alice in Wonderland Looking Glass ride through talk radio reality and the news. And it has been an eventful evening, I think. Coming up right now, we want to talk. I'm going to give you the story first. We'll bring on our guest, Vernon Dozier. Mr. Dozier is a regular contributor on the Phil Hendry Show. He's a high school educator, an athletic coach, a high school football coach. He's also a member of the board of administrators there at Belmar Academy in Glendale, California. And he also runs Camp Possibility. Camp Possibility is a camp for kids who suffer from a variety of physical ailments, and among them, obesity. The story here from Health Day News, letting children sleep late on weekends and holidays might help them avoid becoming overweight or obese, according to a new study. In this study, it says that researchers in Hong Kong found that children who got less sleep tended to be heavier as measured by body mass index, or BMI. They got heavier than children who slept more. But among children who slept less than 8 hours a night, those who compensated for their weekday sleep deficit by sleeping late on weekends or holidays were significantly less likely to be overweight or obese. In other words, these kids are less likely to be overweight or obese if they're sleeping late on the weekends in order to compensate for that sleep deficit during the week. Let's get Mr. Dozier on the phone here. And Vernon, always good to talk to you.
It's my pleasure, Phil. Thanks for having us on. It's a very important topic.
Camp Possibility, you're a football coach. You work with kids. You were a high school administrator, a high school teacher. And you saw this study. This is from researchers in Hong Kong. They're talking about BMI, body mass index. What do you think of this?
I personally don't subscribe to it. I think it's dangerous. When you talk about BMI, that is the body mass index of kids. There is a slight difference in how you calculate that, because we are talking about younger people. Our metabolism is much, much different. The way they are metabolizing, whether it be the fats, carbohydrates, proteins, and so on, is going to be different. And so to take some research that was done in Hong Kong and you try to translate that into English, and it comes out, let's just let these kids sleep in late. Kids don't need to sleep in late.
But let me get you back to your body mass index. So in other words, you can't
index a child's body fat the same way you will an adult's, because the metabolism is much, much higher. And I think that this is a group of researchers who have not taken that into consideration. The danger, Phil, of a study like this is that it continues to facilitate an epidemic of obese children, and it facilitates and creates a codependent parents who are willing to allow their children to be obese because they are told that they're very worthy and that they're good kids, and they're, even if they are fat. And we know, especially those of us in the athletic field and physical fitness field, that fat people are not worthy. Worthy is when you are a physical, when you're an individual that has a discipline over themselves.
Vernon Dozier with us from Camp Possibility, Belmar Academy. You said in an earlier interview the study ruined your ability to survive the recession.
Well, that's part of it. I mean, Camp Possibility, we've got a lot of young people signed up to go through a very rigorous physical fitness regimen. All right, but like I said, this is a rigorous physical fitness. This is not a codependent camp like so many of today's parents.
When you say codependent, what do you mean by that? You say the study enables these parents?
Yeah, this is a study that enables parents who already call their kids the sun that rises in the east. I mean, you have parents that are used to referring to their children as the sunshine or snowflake, and they can't do anything wrong. And they want their children to have lots and lots of fun. No, we are here to to facilitate parents who are willing to put their kids through the harshest fat camp around, because they know fat people, for whatever reason, are basically worthless. They want their kids to be happy.
No, that's the second time you said that. Fat people are worthless.
Well, not in the sense of their humanity, but they're not. They don't. If you look at someone, and I don't mean to call fat people worthless. What I mean is, what can they get done? If you look at the country as a machine, and everybody's a working part, you have to consider fat people to be a busted bolt that's laying on the floor. You know, you pick it up and you put it up on a workshop bench, but you can't.
Fat people are not contributing to the society, is what you're saying?
Not to the extent that we need them to. You have already a generation of children who are worshipped as if they are almost demigods by their parents. And now, these Chinese have said to American parents, and also let them sleep late. I am not a conspiracy theorist, and I don't want you to get the wrong idea, but it does not surprise me that a country that is already making enormous strides economically has decided to paper this country with a so-called study saying that we should let our children sleep late, and that'll help them lose weight. Well, I'll tell you what, Phil, if you believe that, why don't you pull the other one, see if there's bells on it.
What you're saying is you're not a conspiracy theorist. But the Chinese are sending over some propaganda about letting kids sleep late. I think we're off the point here. I mean, the study is a viable study.
I don't think it's a viable study at all. I mean, the fact is that they're saying that if you let a kid sleep late, that that's going to be good for his fat. Listen, the camp we run is a camp supported by parents who are sick of the lies being told about how these children are so worthy. They want these kids to be put through a tough, tough fat camp because they know fat people, like I said, they're like a broken bolt laying on the floor. They want their kids to be happy. To be happy, you've got to be skinny and to be in physical shape. Now, I can give you...
Well, as controversial, though, Vernon...
I want to give you some examples of what we do in the camp possibility for these children.
Yeah, I know, but just to follow up on what you're saying, you know, that the study has no validity. You intimated it has no validity because the Chinese conducted it, and maybe they're sending us propaganda so we won't work as hard, which sounds a little far out.
It may sound far out, but you don't deny it. You think the Chinese are going to tell us something? Let me ask you a question. Do you think the Chinese are going to go ahead and say, hey, here's something that'll help you? I don't think they will. I think we have to stay the course.
Tell me about what you do at your camp. What do you do with these kids? You're not letting them sleep late.
No, sir, we do not let them sleep late.
Tell me about it.
Well, I think the first thing you have to do is get a child to recognize that they are fat. We don't say heavy. We don't say overweight. We say that the kid is fat, and we reinforce that by utilizing some of the terms that they're not very nice, but we whip these kids into shape real fast. So we give a kid a button before they start camp, and on the button is their name, and that will be their name for the entire camp.
The name, not their real name.
This is their camp possibility name. Yeah.
A name such as what?
Let me see some of these names we use: Porky, Fatty, Tubby, Bubble Ass, Ham Hawk, names like that.
Yeah, well, okay, so these are children. I mean, kids are really sensitive, Vernon.
Kids are sensitive, Phil, because they walk around with a big fat rear end on them. But when they become skinny and they become worthwhile again, then they have self-esteem like you wouldn't believe. But the first thing we have to do is we got to break down the fat, and the way you break down the fat is to break down the fat kid. And so we had a kid here last summer, Ham Hawk, who is now 175 pounds. He's 6'2". He's a tight end on the high school football team. This kid came to us. He was well over 250. And Ham Hawk, I get emails from Ham Hawk all the time.
And that was his camp name, huh?
He was Ham Hawk, yeah. And he says, Coach Dozier, please call me Ham Hawk. I like that. I got another email from Bubble Ass. This is a young girl who is... wanted to go to the prom. She didn't get invited to the prom. She was so fat, she was breaking out with pimples and all of this. And we got her down from around 198 pounds to 135 pounds. And Bubble Ass is one of our favorites because she's now a homecoming queen. Okay. And
does she allow you to call her Bubble Ass?
Say that again, Phil.
Does she want you to call her Bubble Ass?
I don't think she likes it, but we call her Bubble Ass because we tell her, you know, look, don't ever get a big head on you like you're some kind of a beauty queen. When we saw you first, when you came to us, you were Bubble Ass. And, you know, she doesn't like it, but that's the way it's going to be because I never want these kids to forget with the pathetic physical shape they were in, how disgusting they looked, how fat they were, and how worthless they were. And
it's you know what, Vernon, it sounds to me like you're going against every prescribed notion of how to deal with kids, which is to be as sensitive as you can.
Oh, you can, this sensitivity, Phil, is killing children by the bushel. We've got a holocaust among young people in this country caused by sensitive, sweet parents singing these, you know, I don't want to be political, but, you know, plucking out these Obama tunes on these stand-up pianos and wearing T-shirts. And we need kids to remember what and who they are. And if they were a ham hock or a bubble ass or Porky the Pig, forgive me for saying it, but that's what they were.
All right, Vernon Dozier on the line with us here as we talk about a study that says if you let kids sleep late on weekends, it will fight fat. Mr. Dozier disagrees. He runs Camp Possibility. It's a fat camp for young teens. In which they actually hand out buttons at the beginning of camp that the kid wears. He's either Porky, what were the names?
Yeah, Porky.
Porky, Fatty, Tubby, Bubble Ass, Chubby, and Ham Hocks. 877-876-PHIL. This is what you, is this tough love? Is that what they call that? 877-876-PHIL, the world famous Phil Hendry Show. Maybe it's time to get really hard ass with kids when it comes to their weight. I don't know. It's probably time to get hard ass with adults when it comes to their weight. We'll be back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. We're talking with Vernon Dozier. He of Camp Possibility. And we're talking with him about some of the things that he believes as a athletic counselor. We'll get to your phone calls here in just a second. You are a coach, a physical fitness trainer, and you have Camp Possibility, which is anything but some touchy-feely camp for fat kids. Now, we're looking at the, and I say fat kids out of respect.
Well, I bet something else, Phil. I want adults, and I want parents to get used to saying what their kid is. It's a fat kid. And I don't mean to demean the child, but they need to. We got to get back to square one. We bring kids to Camp Possibility.
What are some of the things you do to get them into shape?
We do all kinds of things. We've got Bill Tobin as a partner with our Camp Possibility. He runs a construction company. We've got the kids in the morning. We'll truck them over to one or two of the job sites. They're pulling sheet metal. They're carrying bricks. Carrying buckets of mortar. They're mixing buckets of mortar. We have them hauling their rebar from the trucks. We also operate a messenger service where we put the kids on bicycles. I'll tell you what, you hump yourself on a bicycle every day, you know, going over hills, and this kind of thing is going to get them into shape. I got them chopping wood for my home because we've got a new brick fireplace that my wife has another brick fireplace going into the master bedroom. So we have that, and I've got them chopping wood. I got a crew of kids, five kids, chopping wood in the morning, going over and hauling cement. I mean, I'm telling you, they are learning to be men and women. They're not learning to be, you ever seen what they call a mama's boy, you know?
I understand that.
We are not developing some little boy that's going to go home to his mama and say, you know, where's the, whatever these kids are eating, the Hostess, you know, the donut and this kind of deal, or give me one of them, want to have a Twinkie or something like that. We are raising kids to be men and women and not mama, you know, looking for their mama.
877-876-PHIL. We're talking to Vernon Dozier here about Camp Possibility. It's a, quote, fat camp for kids. Here is Marnie. Marnie, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Mr. Dozier, and what can we do for you, ma'am?
I just wanted to comment to Mr. Dozier that just because a person is overweight does not make them worthless or useless. I've been overweight most of my life, but there's nothing that I have not done that I wanted to do. There's no job that I've ever wanted that I haven't gotten, and I have not been held back. And also, I am losing weight now. I've lost 65 pounds, but I'm not doing it because I felt worthless or I didn't have confidence. I'm doing it because of my health. I've never had diabetes or anything, and I don't want to, and that's why I'm doing it, and I think that's a better approach to children than calling them names. And I hope I never have to send my children to his camp because.
Well, Mayla, yeah, are your children fat like you, or are they? I don't mean to say, I know you don't like the word fat, but I try to say what
I
it
don't
is.
Care. I don't care what you call me because I know that I'm a good person no matter what.
We need
you
to, well,
call me fat.
I'm not saying you're not good. I'm not saying you're not good. I'm not saying you're not good. I'm just saying that you're not really. You know, what are we supposed to? How are you helping out? You know, what are you doing?
What do you mean by that, Vernon?
Well,
I don't get that.
Here's a lady. She says she's never been held back from what she wants to do. See? Notice how egotistical many of our overweight people are. I'm talking about how our country is benefiting from her.
How is our country
around
benefiting
there, you know?
From you? How is our country benefiting from you?
I'm taking your children. Well, first of all, I'm taking your children. I'm working the fat off of them. And at the same time, we're getting construction sites going for the first time in 18 months. I've got a new brick fireplace going in. I've got these kids busting up wood.
Okay, and I'm teaching children. I'm teaching children to be educated, to go out and get jobs. That's helping people. You are ridiculous.
What kind of a job is that child going to get, ma'am, if he's a fat boy, or what we call a ham hock, and he wants to be a fireman?
Is this
a joke?
Are you teaching
that boy?
Yeah, well, that's a very good question. Is this a joke?
If you think that the health of our children, if you think the health of our children is a joke, then that's fine.
No, I think you're a joke
I want to ask you a question. What do you teach the children that helps them get a job in this world if they're overweight?
First of all, confidence.
She doesn't have an answer for that.
I said confidence.
You can't have confidence if you're a lard ass.
Yes,
how do you have confidence here?
I think this is a joke. I'm not even going to waste my time on this call.
If this is a joke, ma'am, tell me how you had confidence. Why'd you lose weight then?
For my health, because I don't want to have health problems in the future. That's why I lost weight, not because of anything. I'm an entrepreneur. I have always gotten jobs. I mean, there's nothing that has held me.
Well, what kind of job? Have you ever been a beauty queen?
Back.
Have you ever been a beauty queen? No. Have you ever been a cop?
I am.
No.
Actually, I am.
Have you ever been a...
I've been a model. I am a model. You can look at
Oh, get out of here.
I want to see, Marnie, what magazine can we see you in?
Lifeway Christian Books.
Well, Christian models, they always use fat women because those are the ones that they've got.
Okay.
What is that supposed to mean? What does that mean?
This lady calls me a joke. Here's a woman who says that she doesn't like my approach to health, and yet she admits she's overweight and she's losing weight. Now, what kind of sense is she making?
Well, she's saying she's doing it for her health.
Exactly. So if she's doing it for her health, why didn't she do the same thing 10 years ago, 5 years ago, or however old she is? All of a sudden, it's dawning on her.
I'm not as old as you are. You're old.
Children don't need to wait until they're Marnie's age and wake up one day realizing they're going to have hepatitis or whatever she said she's got.
Diabetes.
I don't have anything. No, I said I've never had it. I do not want to get it.
You want your kids to wake up one morning and be as fat as you and say, oh, my God, my health is in jeopardy now. I better lose weight. I'm telling you right now I can take those fat asses and excuse me for
saying that. First of all, my kids are not fat.
Well, that's surprising.
All right. Thank you very much for your call. The way you talk to people is very challenging.
It has to be, Phil, because look at what we've got. A generation of parents who are egotistical, narcissistic. They believe that how dare you say that I'm fat. Well, it's fine. They can be fat if they want. They can die fat. They can go out of this world in a piano case because you've seen the stories. You've seen people being cut out of homes. You've seen people going out to be buried on a flatbed truck. And that might be fine for that lady, but we have young people who don't want to be buried in a crate. They want to be buried in a coffin. They don't want to be taken to the cemetery on a railroad car. They want to be taken in a hearse. They don't want to have to walk sideways through a door to get into their place of work. They want to walk through like a normal person, you know, just like shoulder to shoulder. You know what I mean, right?
Yes, I know what you mean. So you think humiliation?
No, I didn't say humiliation. I said work the the fat off the ass. And that's the first, work the fat off the ass. Those five words.
877-876-PHIL. Back with Vernon Dozier from Camp Possibility on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show as we talk about overweight kids. What do we really do with them? A new study says let them sleep late. He disagrees. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show will be right back.
Phil Hendry. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show. You know, we started this discussion tonight. We have Vernon Dozier on the line with us from Belmar Academy, talking about a study that was conducted by researchers in Hong Kong that found that children who get less sleep tended to be heavier. But, among children who slept less than 8 hours a night, those who compensated for their weekday sleep deficit by sleeping late on weekends or holidays were significantly less likely to be overweight. And Mr. Dozier doesn't buy it. You think it's just more of this touchy-feely parenting, huh?
I have all the respect in the world for parents that want their children to succeed and to be, you know, the greatest people they want them to be. But they're not helping their children. I get results. And when we talk about a child, you have to let that kid know right away. Ham Hock, I told you about Ham Hock. And we called him Ham Hock, and he still wants to be called Ham Hock. I talked to him on the phone once a month. He's about, as I said, 6'2", rock solid, 185 pounds.
Now, you say he's playing football now?
He was playing football. He got into some trouble over an incident. He's right now he's incarcerated. But I still talk to him. I know he's going to do well.
You're saying he's in jail?
Yes, sir. He is. He's in prison. But he got into some trouble with a couple of girls. But look, you know, I'm not saying that I'm here to make these guys. And I'll tell you one thing about Ham Hock. He's not one. He didn't used to come into my office and say, I want to call my mama, you know, and he'd do that. My mommy. He don't want to call his mama no more. He calls me. All right, Vernon Dozier. So, and these kids like to be called their name from camp, Ham Hock. We had another little kid named Chubby Checker because he was a black kid and he was fat. And they're doing great. They're doing great.
Except for Ham Hock. He's in prison.
Not because he's fat. You know, I tell you what, if there was a prison for fat people, Ham Hock would be as free as a bird.
877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to a phone call right now here on, where are we going? Oh, line 8. And we have Rose. Rose, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, Phil. How you doing?
Hi, Rose. Good. Thank you.
I cannot believe this man. I cannot even believe he's allowed to have a camp. He's the most prejudiced. He's psychotic, okay? He's abusive. I would not send my child to his camp if they paid me. His camp needs to be closed down. I cannot even believe how abusive this man is. Okay?
What have I said that makes me psychotic? I happen to know what that
term means. Wait a minute. Fat people are worthless? Fat people are worthless? What's wrong with you?
That's not psychotic. That's an opinion that's based on fact.
Oh, come on.
Fat people? What? Tell me about...
So tell me something. Anorexic people
are
worthless?
We don't have an epidemic like we have of fat kids running around probably, you know, with these mothers who mother them. We're talking about, as you know, the United States government will tell you, we've got obese children, this has turned into an epidemic, and we've got to run the fat off
of them. Oh, I understand that, but there's a
all
way
right.
of
well,
doing
you don't,
it.
No, you don't, no, you don't understand that. No, you don't understand that because you want to mollycoddle them and love them and feed them more of them Twinkies or whatever you give them. I'm trying to get these fat... God.
What's wrong?
I'm losing my temper. I don't.
Go ahead and lose it, honey, because you're abusive.
Anorexics are not worthless. No, they're at least attractive. When you look at it,
attractive?
Are you kidding me?
Anorexics?
So a chick 60 pounds is attractive? Okay, with a thing in her neck because she,
wouldn't
you know, she needs to. Come on.
And
all her body functions, all her body functions closing down, that's attractive to you?
What? You talking
that's
about?
Attractive to you. A woman 60 pounds.
You talking about a skinny woman walking down the street? What man doesn't want to see that?
No, we're talking about women that are I'm sorry, Rose, I didn't mean to interrupt, but we're talking about women that are so underweight, they're hospitalized. That's what she's talking about.
I don't believe in I don't want anybody to get sick, but if I had a choice between some, you know, bubble ass and a some, you know, little skinny girl, I mean, I don't know what you guys are asking me. This is what the problem with this is. It's gotten way off the point. First of all, she calls me nuts, which I react. Did you call me nuts again?
Yeah, sure.
Wait a
minute.
She said you were psychotic.
You're abusive. You're abusive and you're prejudiced. Okay.
Oh yeah. Okay.
That fat people are worthless.
Where are my prejudice?
Fat people are worthless. What's not prejudice about that? Every
fat person on the earth anything.
Is worthless.
They don't contribute anything to moving this planet forward. I mean, if we could get them all together, maybe they could rule.
So no fat people.
Name
me
one fat person.
Fat people.
Do you want your kid? I bet you I know what you want. You want your kid to call every weekend from Camp Possibility and go, "Mama, I need to come home because they don't have Hostess cupcake, cupcake cups."
No, I want him to call me and tell him that the psycho is calling him fat ass ham hock and bubble ass and so on and so forth.
That's right. I told you about ham hock. He's doing great.
You said ham hock is in prison.
Yeah, he's pretty worthless right now, isn't he? Isn't he worthless now? He's thin, but he's worthless.
Hey, he's hitting the weights 2 hours a day. They let him out on the yard 2 hours a day.
What's he contributing? What is he contributing? Tell me. Tell me what he's contributing. Our tax money?
I'll tell you what.
Come on.
Guess what? They make license plates. Thank you.
Come on, man.
Is that what you want a kid to lose his weight for? To make license plates?
This woman called up with an agenda. She wants to mollycoddle these kids to death so that they stay fat and worthless. And that's
fine.
I don't know of any fat kid. I don't know of any fat man. I'm going to tell you a story. I know a guy over at CNN named Roland Martin. I don't know him personally. This guy is so fat, he walks into the office every day wearing pajama bottoms with a suit coat and a tie. Pajama bottoms.
Has a job,
now,
though, doesn't he? Has a job, huh? Can't be too worthless. Do you call that a job?
You call that a job walking around in your pajamas?
I don't know.
Sorry for you.
Hugh Hefner walks around in his pajamas.
Well, I ain't talking about a guy that gets shagged for a living. That's a whole different thing. I mean that a guy shows up wearing King of the Hill. If she's laughing at me, you know something?
Well, no, I thought the shag part was kind of funny.
I got an issue with women that laugh at me.
I was laughing at the shag part.
My mother used to kiss me on the lips when she dropped me off at school in the morning.
Okay, what about it?
That's what these women want to do to our kids today, and I won't let it happen. And if I got to call them fat...
Well, this is
right,
the
look,
way
Rose,
of going about things.
Yeah, Rose, thank you very much for your call. 877-877... It's a very good call, though, Rose. I appreciate it. 877-876-PHIL. You sound like you're getting upset.
I get upset, Phil, with parents that don't realize that, we're a runaway train. We're a runaway train. And if you want this train to be more of a runaway train, okay, go ahead. Move all your fat kids up to the front car. Move them all the way up to the engine room, okay, because that'll give it more momentum going down the hill. If that's what you want this train to do, go off the track, plummet into a ravine and explode, then move all the fat kids up front, and it'll pick up an average of 30 to 40 miles per hour in an instant. Is that what they want? No, I don't think so. At Camp Possibility, we tell these kids, you're a fat ass today, you're a ham hock, a bubble butt, but you don't have to be tomorrow. But I'll tell you one thing, I'm going to work you. You're going to work construction, you're going to chop wood, work for my messenger service. I'm going to have you taking my car down to get it washed. I'm going to have you turtle wax it. I'm going to have you do some of my accounting for me. Just like in Shawshank Redemption, I'll tell you something else. If I find out that any of you are getting on the phone secretly and calling your mommy, you know, because that's what they do.
What do you mean the mommy thing?
That's what they do, and I can't stand it. I want my mom. They cry. Oh, okay, so you think I'm nuts, too.
No, I think that you're over the top, brother. That's what I think, over the top. 877-876-PHIL. Kelly in Louisville, you know, over the top?
You think I do everything 100%, Mr. Henry.
Kelly in Louisville, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show, sir.
You know, I called because I was actually interested in hearing this guy talk for just a second, but over these last couple of phone calls, about the only thing I'm wondering is just how useful this guy would be with my fat-ass worthless foot shoved up his rump. I'm about 6 feet from this dude.
Wait
I am
a minute. Thick. You're sitting there fat.
No. You listen to me.
You're on your fat ass.
Let me tell you
something. You're on your fat ass.
I'm 220 pounds of solid rock. That's what I am. But here's
are you
what
overweight?
I'm
are you
no,
overweight?
I'm not even about. Listen, I've got less.
Well, then why'd you say you had a fat leg or whatever? You said a fat foot.
I've got a fat foot waiting for your ass, bud.
Well, maybe you ought to get some weight off
that foot.
That's
exactly where everybody's foot belongs, is straight up your ass. You're a narcissistic ass. That's
no,
what you are.
Sir,
you are a control freak. And you. Let me tell you something. If I talk to my child the way you're talking about talking to your kids at camp, they'll take my child out of my home. Don't you understand
what
that? You are trying to get kids taken
what,
out of the house by being an idiot. That's
are you,
what you're doing.
Sir, are you crazy? You can't have your kid taken from you because you call him bubble ass.
Are you insane?
It ain't going to happen.
Are you insane?
Can't have your,
you
are you insane to allow...
Listen,
no, you're insane.
You
want your kids to weigh 600
insane.
Pounds. You want your kid buried in a piano case. That's your business, okay? I'm trying to save kids
listen,
from that.
If my kid dies and is buried in a piano case, that's her business. If that's the way she wants
her
to live,
business.
That's her business.
Wait,
that's
what
business.
About as a child?
The point
don't you
is,
have anything to say about it?
About what?
About whether she has a whether she's fat as a kid. Can't you do something about that? Yeah, you can.
If
you can send her to camp possibility.
There may be something I could do about it, but let me tell you something. There's no way I'd go about it the way you're doing it. The
no, you just let her go ahead and put on
destroy a person. The way you
no,
do it, absolutely destroy
Ham Hock took off the weight.
He's in prison, Vernon. Ham Hock's in prison. And what are you calling him Ham Hock for? What's his name?
I'm not at liberty to give you his name.
The guy's incarcerated.
That's got nothing to do with us getting the weight off of his ass. That was a couple of girls who accused him of rape.
Okay, well, let me ask you something. I want to ask
oh, my God.
Right here, if you don't mind.
Sure. Go ahead.
I spent 6 years in the Army, and my weight was never an issue for me, okay? My weight has never been an issue for me. Like I said, I'm 220. I'm rock solid. Now,
yeah, sure.
I'm in Afghanistan in 06. My fat-ass battle buddy, who shouldn't have been in the military because of his body index, pulled my ass out of the fire when I got shot. Now, you're going to tell me that that person is worthless and doesn't deserve to live?
The way you're talking to me right now,
he can offer absolutely nothing to the country.
I have no idea. How do I know what he did was a good thing? How do I know what he did was a good thing? Maybe if you'd just gone ahead and gotten shot, I wouldn't have to talk to you right now.
What kind of a comment is that to make?
This guy's calling me all kinds of names. Now he's laughing, see? And
what do you mean? The guy just gave an example of a friend of his who saved his life. A man saved his life. Let's forget about...
No. He brought it up. He brought up this guy saving him. Some fat ass saved him, right? And he says, was he worthless? I said, yeah, because I got to talk to him now.
No, the man was saying that man, in the context of Kelly's life, saved Kelly even though he was fat. What if a fat guy saved you?
A fat guy will save me from eating what's left of the birthday cake, if that's what you're asking me.
Oh,
and that's
okay.
what fat people save us from. If you want to, you want to know what a fat
person. You get in a wreck out here on the highway. You wouldn't want the only person around to pull you out of that burning car is a fat person. You don't want him there, is that right?
Do you understand that if that fat man got near that fire, all of that fat would explode? And that
you
makes it a grease fire.
Dude.
Why don't you?
Oh, that's the most ridiculous thing in the world.
Tell me I'm wrong. Does that not make it a grease fire?
You're saying a fat guy getting near the fire.
It's going to make. Listen to him laughing, see? His fat friend got killed for him, but he thinks it's funny.
His friend didn't get killed.
No, I'm going to tell you something.
Yeah, my friend didn't get
killed. You know.
Thank goodness he didn't die.
I thought you said your friend got shot.
Let me tell you something.
No?
Let me tell you something.
You know, I'm glad your friend's alive.
You are very laughable. In fact, everybody deserves to laugh at
you
because that's about the only thing you're worth is a good laugh.
Let me tell you something, sir. As long as you talk to your kids in a way that encourages them to swallow Big Macs whole, your kids are swallowing Big Macs whole because you encourage them to. That may be entertaining for you. I don't know. But you asked me a straight question.
What do you mean his kids are swallowing Big Macs whole?
I don't even think this guy taught his kids how to chew. I think they go ahead and they swallow that Big Mac down like a sea lion swallows a mackerel.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll bet you anything. you're burning up in that car, and that big old hand comes out of that darkness and grabs hold of you, I bet you don't push him away.
No, I won't push him away. No, but when he explodes from the heat and the grease fire envelops both of us, while we're winging our way to heaven or hell, I will look at him and say, thanks for nothing.
Oh,
brother.
I'm telling you right now, that is the truth.
All right. All right, we got to take a. Thank you very much, sir. I got to take another phone call, Kelly. I appreciate your call tonight. Let's go over to Chris. Chris, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Vernon Dozier, and we have to break after this. Go ahead.
Phil, man, this is the best I've ever heard.
You got people who are calling me up and abusing me.
No, man,
they're not abusing you.
Absurd, man. You just sound absurd. Like you
see, really, man? Is that right, man?
Hammock's in jail because of you.
Hey, man, what's that?
I said, Hammock's in jail because of you. You see, you abused him when he was little.
This is great.
You know, all that did was bottle him inside.
You're telling me that I took weight off a Hammock and that forced him to rape those two girls?
Oh, yeah. My God. Is that what this kid did? I mean, no wonder that he's got rage going on. He's got violence going on inside of him.
Exactly.
And you guys.
Phil. You see, Phil,
and you
Phil
guys,
understand.
Hey, let me tell you, Phil doesn't understand anything other than what's the quickest route to McDonald's. And maybe you
too.
But I will, hey, you guys, I take a fat ass like Hammock or Bubble Butt or Chubby Checker or any of the other, or Fats, or Double Fat, and Double Fat was huge. I got the weight off.
Wow, like all these fat names, man. I'm starting to believe you were fat and you used to get made fun of. That's what I believe.
You know what I'm going to call you? You know what I'm going to call you if you ever come to our camp? You know what I'm going to call you? I'm going to call you Enchilada. Cheese Enchilada.
You know what I'm going to call you?
You
know what I'm going to call you when I come to your camp? Camp counselor, because that's all you're going to be. A camp counselor. That's what you are. You're not no psychologist. You're a camp counselor.
Counselor.
Do your job.
I happen to be one of the top-notch fat getter offers. I don't know what you call it, but
fat getter offer.
You know,
you don't even know. Yeah, you don't even know what the term is.
Right? Like, you don't even want to tell you. This guy,
you know, you're running a camp like a professional, a fat getter offer.
It's a fat
right,
camp
like,
that
I
you get the
camp is fugazi. That's what I'm starting to believe.
You're whipping out some.
I have no more time. I appreciate Chris, and thank you, Chris, for your call. 877-876-PHIL. Mr. Dozier, I can only say I hope those children are not damaged further by you.
Are you putting me on? Hammock gets out in 6 months.
877-876-PHIL. We'll be right back with the stories we couldn't get to on the world-famous, groundbreaking Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry.
Time now for the stories we couldn't get to on a night that can't end soon enough.
Yeah, look up Hammock.
Forget about Hammock, okay? He's out on the yard right now. The folks in Lantana, Florida think the Postal Service would have to be nuts to close their post office, and they're trying a cocoa nutty way to prove it. Lantana's post office is one of more than 350 being studied for closure, and residents have been mailing coconuts to Postmaster General John Potter along with requests that he spare their office. It costs about $4 to mail a coconut, and postal officials said they've received a few hundred of the tropical nuts, which are being donated to a local food bank. Officials had no comment Thursday on the future of the Lantana office. In Kuala Lumpur, Malaysian legislators in the poor conservative Muslim northeastern state of Kelantan should marry single mothers to help care for their children, according to a state representative. The state's Family and Health Committee chairwoman, Wan Ubadai Omar, said that legislators should be awarded prizes for increasing their quota of wives. What I mean by a quota is adding to the number of wives, said Ms. Ubadai, a female legislator, according to Thursday's Star newspaper. Polygamy is legal in Malaysia for Muslims, who account for 55% of the 28 million population. According to the Star, there are 16,500 single mothers under 60 years of age. In Evansville, Indiana, a woman reported to police that her soon-to-be ex-husband stole ground beef from her freezer in retaliation for her cutting off his cable. Officers, cable TV.
Oh, thank God.
Officers in Evansville Police Department were called to the scene of Jamie Brooks's Harriet Street apartment Wednesday night, according to an incident report. Brooks alleged the man, who was not identified by police, stole ground beef from her freezer. Brooks alleges that the ground beef was probably stolen as revenge to her cutting the cable lines that he had been pirating. Pretty good. No arrests were made in the whole thing. And finally, in Tehran, a worried Iranian airline pilot asked passengers to start praying after his plane was hit by a technical glitch on Thursday, highlighting once again the notorious record of Tehran's aircraft. The Azaman Airlines Boeing plane had taken off from Tehran Airport after a six-hour delay, but had to return following a technical fault. So the plane took off. They had the problem, and the pilot asked the passengers to pray. Now, that here in America, that might go over pretty good in the States, huh?
No, are you kidding?
Gotta do it more often, man. The Phil Hendry Show, produced by Jason Rance, technical director Ralph Rodriguez. Until tonight or tomorrow morning, good morning from the El Pacifico.
Phil Hendry.